From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This year, the city of Birmingham named its inaugural poet laureate, Salem Green. She believes writing can have healing powers and can also help discover a sense of belonging. As part of our collaboration with NPR's Next Gen Radio, she shares her thoughts on the meaning of home.
Well, I like to say that I'm kind of I have a rural girl's heart in an urban city. My name is Salem Green, and I am the first poet laureate of the city of Birmingham. So I've been in Birmingham, I don't know, since 1999, so for decades. And I am originally from a little town called Greensboro, Alabama. So that's where my rural girl's heart kind of just lies. But when I think of home, I think of my grandmother's cooking, the way the kitchen smells. I think of my grandmother, the way that she walked in the house, the sounds of her feet. I think about the colors that kind of radiated through my grandmother's curtains. So when I think of home, it's a very sensory experience, a very sensory expression. The biggest sensory experience in my life is poetry. And poetry to me is home, but poetry is also kind of like a reunion or homecoming. The homecoming of myself. It comes back into poetry, back into the way words kind of spread themselves across the page, the beautiful way that kind of language speaks to us about who we are when we're sad, when we're happy. To me, poetry is kind of the rhythm of life. It's the whistling of when I'm having a good day. It's the whispering when I need to kind of say I need a nudge to go further. I did not immediately find home in Birmingham. I found my career in poetry, if you could call it that, and I guess it is that, in my late 30s. I've just gone through a divorce and gone through a depression and those kinds of things and lost some things. And I found a writing class here in Birmingham with a group of women. And being with the women who were from Birmingham, writing in Birmingham, writing about things about Birmingham, and at the time, not even calling myself a writer. You know, I was just able to sit on this lady's red couch, have hot tea and have chocolate and have the camaraderie of other women who are artists and writers, beginning to write ourselves back together again. So that writing myself back together again on a red couch is where I came to the revelation that I was a writer and that this writing can have some type of healing impact. It was a home that I needed at one of the most trying times in my life. I think home reminds us not just of what we lost, but a home kind of reminds us and reminded me, as that became my home, of what I was gaining. Reminded me of how to regain myself, how to set up my own personal kind of renewal, my own personal renaissance. And I think when I write about Birmingham, no matter if I'm writing about Railroad Park or if I'm writing about, you know, North Birmingham or if I'm writing about violence or if I'm writing about, you know, the wonderful things the mayor is doing for progress, I hope people see that it's all coming from a space of homecoming. Little girls of Birmingham build their dreams on revolutions of past, present, and future. Little girls of Birmingham tear down the rancid structures of racism and bias. Little girls of Birmingham softly and with precious ease bring the magic back into the city of iron and steel. Little girls of Birmingham are wealthy, healthy, wise, brave, courageous, and creative takers of risk. Little girls of Birmingham, we are in awe of your grace, in awe of your beauty, in awe of your style. Little girls of Birmingham, we are blessed to say your names, Addie Mae, Denise, Carol and Cynthia, say their names. Little girls of Birmingham, we are blessed to fulfill the everlasting vision of love and blessed to be on the ever-wide and ever-glowing supernatural mission of belonging and power.
That was Salem Green, Birmingham's inaugural poet laureate. Her story was produced by Jeffrey Kelly, a master's student at the University of Alabama. It's part of NPR's Next Gen Radio project in partnership with the Gulf States Newsroom.